Chester's Chasm, a city reeling from the apocalyptic touch of the horsemen's hooves. A banner was raised here, one that called these harbingers to ride together as they never had before, as they never would again.
If this time was the first, what came before? What changed?
Why don't you tell me?
We see the sunlight land on Willowkept, as though it knows it's only a visitor here. The clouds will come, the gray will come, but in this moment the light has arrived.
Lord, I lay my hands upon him today, so that your light may flow through me and into him.
Bet you want more than water now, huh?
This is my purpose for now, whether it means my death or another's.
The family is coming together, I see.
Hey, I'm Rara, but that's enough about that. Join me on January 7th, 2026, as I become the guest GM for Ever Graceful They Darken, a 7-part series produced by the Tabletop Tailspinners Network. You can find this prequel story on the All Our Faults podcast feed wherever you consume your podcasts.
The world is waiting. The world is
ending, and it stretches for fucking ever. This world was broken 5 generations back, and we're still trying to figure out if this is an era of rebuilding, or if we're just kicking the can of silence down the road, knowing that one day soon, our story will be over. But from this height, we see an expanse, a valley of barren land, almost 1,000 miles wide. We see the settlement of Weststar, the most western point of civilization, if you want to call this bullshit circus that. It's 10,000 strong and a haven for the freaks, the lost, and the brave. For those bold fuckers that want to live on the edges of the known world and so near the border of the unknown land. We see, halfway between Weststar and the unknown lands, a caravan, not a circus, damn you, but a handful of vehicles parked in a circle, in a sleeping formation, and that's where you all are. Weststar is running out of water. Well, more importantly, it's running out of the filters that make their water drinkable. 6 teams were sent out into the world looking for a replacement or a solution. The 4 of you drew the short straws, you lucky fuckers, and you were sent to the unknown land, where no one has ever returned from. Having traveled all day yesterday, we now descend into your camp to see, to listen, to watch. Rowan, what do we see when we see you, and how are you waking and greeting the day?
I think Rowan no longer needs comfort to rest. So, is in a dormant state, lying on the ground. No bedroll, no blanket, no nothing. And what you see as Rowan stands up, she, they pronouns. Rowan is a feminine figure, entirely constructed of small panes of stained glass. These panes of stained glass stitched together with antique coppered veins and is translucent. You can see directly through Rowan, and Rowan is full of water. What is inside? You see no organs. You see no definitive face. You see some detailing of where a face might be, like the shape of a face, but there's no eyes. There's no mouth. And as they stand up and greet the morning sun, the sunlight cascades through their figure, leaving rainbow trails of light on the ground as it reflects through their body.
Jamie, we move through this camp during this bullshit morning and we find you. What do we see when we see you?
Jamie slept last night. Whether they were driving or not, they slept buckled into the driver's seat of the tour bus with their big cat eye sunglasses with eyes painted on them over their eyes. So to anyone passing by, it would be a little uncertain if they were sleeping or not. And they would probably wait there to come out once everyone else had awoken. But they would have fallen asleep, probably wearing what they always wear, pretty drab, like black leathers, but with a big fluffy leopard print overcoat. They really enjoy watching people's morning routines. In fact, would it be safe to assume that I can count Rowan as having slept in my presence now?
That would be a fair assumption.
I agree.
Okay, cool. So then me and Wei both then have another 2 HX on Rowan. I like to watch people sleep. Jamie is a very androgynous creature, they, them pronouns. So they have a little bit of an alien appearance, just chilling in the driver's seat.
Jamie, who do you think would be the next to wake up?
Well, probably not Wei. I think Kay. In fact, I would bet money on that. In fact, I think I can read Kay pretty well.
Like a dream unleashed, we're going to scoot across this shitty world to find Kay. Kay, what do we see when we see you?
You see a tankier female figure sprawled on the floor, sort of under a workbench that folds up. She's inside a, like if you've ever seen a news van, but it has about 700 of those broadcast dishes on top. There's a very intricate locking system that's actually not that intricate. There's one lock. It's just sort of chained together haphazardly. Kay is snoring away, and there's a chicken perched on her head, sort of just poking at her, trying to get her up. There's no sunlight in the vehicle, so no crowing to wake her up, but doors are shuttered. There's no light in here. Absolutely pitch black. So she'll stumble around and sort of grab her motorcycle jacket off of wherever she threw it last night. hair absolutely atrocious, a mess, the worst case of bedhead you've ever seen, not any different from her normal hair.
Way, we shimmy our sorry asses through this nightmare and we find you. What do we see when we see you?
You would see an Asian gentleman, mostly androgynous, soft features, though leaning a little bit towards the masculine side. He is, I'd say, sprawled out in a hot tub that is now lukewarm. And he's got, in this moment, he would likely have his full tie getup on. His alter ego, his rock star show persona, in which case you would see the mask that's black on one side, white on the other, representative of the yin and yang. He would be wearing this sort of totally white, kind of a jumpsuit of sorts. There's a little bit of red here and there. As soon as he wakes, he scrambles, because now that it's daytime, he has to be way again. And so he takes the mask off, he takes all these other clothes off, puts on a pink button-up shirt, ties a tie. Maybe like there's just like one or two elements that he's about to leave this bathroom, and then he has to hurry up and go back to the mirror and rub some stuff off, take all those other elements off, fold them up, put them into a locked chest. He's going to grab what would be Ty's favored snacks. This is largely, I would say a good portion of the things that he has purchased would be stuff that he would eat on the road, that he would demand from various dressing rooms. And this time, he's taking out a big tray of tortilla chips and onion dip. As he emerges from the bedroom section of the tour bus, into the living room section of the tour bus, into the front seating area of the tour bus, and he will greet Jamie, saying, it's a good morning, isn't it?
Is it? It's probably the first time I've spoken, no matter how late it is. And just immediately start eating your chips, too.
Yeah, by all means. And he's going to speak a little bit louder this next part, just in case anyone else is listening. Ty was so gracious to give me some snacks for this morning's breakfast if anyone hasn't eaten yet.
We're going to do this the whole... Okay.
Wow, that Ty is so kind. May I board your bus?
Absolutely. But just don't go into the back rooms, because Ty is exhausted from a performance last night.
Of course. I would never.
I'm sure Ty is so tired, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he puts the tie in tired.
Boo. As I'm in the threshold of the door, not really fully on the bus, just nomming on a beef jerky stick. Like, I kind of want some chips, but I see that Jamie's already been eating them, so I'm gonna stick to the beef jerky.
Without saying anything, I open another cabinet that's just got like a bunch of snacks, like unopened. Find the furthest, you know, small space, furthest is not that far, spot, and just with a very pleasant kind of grin, stare across the room at Rowan. I love a good staring contest, and take off my glasses.
Jamie, what are you looking for, out of curiosity? It's okay. that you're looking.
I've never met a water bearer before. Said you wanted to watch us, so...
I haven't either, other than myself.
How does that happen?
How does what happen?
Water bearers.
It's a whole... Are you not familiar with the temple in West Star?
No, not really religious.
No. Well, that's typically where the transformation takes place.
Transformation? So you were somebody before you were the water bearer?
Yes.
What happened to them?
I'm still here.
You sound uncertain.
I'm different now, but I'm still here.
Are you happy?
I don't really have a need for that anymore.
So no, then?
Okay, hold the chicken!
A chicken! and embraces. I forget, what is your chicken's name?
Mr. T.
Mr. T. Mr. T, you're a beautiful chicken.
Hey, as you are seeing your chicken being loved, how are you feeling about entering into the unknown land? Is it exciting, or is this just terrible luck?
I mean, Kay is used to being in unfamiliar places, so it's not really out of the norm, but also, kind of sucks being with... I mean... Kay's not super comfortable here. I mean, there's somebody who's staring into her soul, and then there's somebody that she can literally stare into, and then there's a guy who also has something going on. He's lying about something. I don't trust that way. Ty and Way, there's something up with them. So it's... Going into the unknown is fine. Going into the unknown with these people is not. Got my eye on you.
And you have your van, your own vehicle, and Wei, Ty, and Jamie are sharing the tour bus that Ty provided for this adventure. Rowan, how are you moving through the wasteland?
It's kind of like a solar board. If you envision, well, it's not that cool, Ra-Ra. It's not that cool. She has to use it by necessity because she is in fact made out of stained glass, and they wouldn't do well in a rough and tumble vehicle that kind of jostles them around. It wouldn't be ideal. So it is a board that, hovers over the ground with a nice little solar sail on it. Nothing too fancy, but it gets the job done, and it is a steady ride. I've never been to a coast before. I don't know. Oh, we have a picture of the coral, yes?
Kinda? Just gonna hold it up. It's pink.
It's pink.
It's pink. And that's all I got.
Okay.
That shouldn't be too hard to find.
It should stand out.
I mean, yeah, what's pink in the wasteland?
I am a little pink. Me. Yeah, me. Me. Yes. Right here. And, like, gestures at a various, like, smaller segment of glass on, like, their arm or their leg.
Good. That's a good start.
Yeah.
I'm so proud of you.
Thank you. You asked what was pink.
I suppose I did. Yes.
Okay.
Thank you so much for your contribution, Rowan. I deeply appreciate you.
Are you being sincere?
I'm not being sincere.
That's
That's a law. If you're lying to me, I gotta make a roll.
Yeah, are you being sincere?
Am I being... I'm... Which says when someone breaks my law, and I am... So I am the source. So anything that happens around me, my laws have to be upheld. And I did end up choosing one of my laws as speaks the truth.
Oh, no.
Makes sense. I would have.
So that's a 10. So I'm going to make an exception for them, and they have no blame. Okay, if you thought my question or what I said was silly, you can just tell me. We're friends, right?
You know what, Rowan? Yes, we are friends, and I'm so sorry for making fun of you. You can keep cuddling the chicken. I'm so sorry. Okay, so the coral.
Yeah, if we can find something to carry it, I'm sure that Ty would be okay with us putting the coral in the tub.
I would love to meet Ty at some point.
I would also love to meet Ty.
Ty only comes out for cool people. Thus far, we're only seeing squares.
And this is why I don't like you, Jamie.
What did I do? I shared my snacks.
I'm cool.
I'll put in a good word with him.
I'm sure you will.
Mm. Yes. Thank
you.
Of
course.
So, how many days' journey is it to where the coral is supposed to be? Do we have an idea?
What was it, like 2 or 3, we think, maybe?
Okay.
So here's the issue. I listen to too many podcasts and shows that have incredible sound design. I'm hooked. I'm starving. I need my sweet ear candy. And that's why I love Pocket Bard, an incredible app that makes immersive audio feel simple. You got your ambiance, your weather, your combat, and there's this fantastic intensity slider which lets you change vibes right as you need to, with fluid transitions that never break your carefully crafted encounters. Go ahead, insight check me, or go download Pocket Bard and try out their 20 scenes and ambient locations for free. You heard me, free. If you love it as much as I think you will, look into the monthly or yearly subscription to unlock more of their ever-growing library. With a bard in your pocket, you'll be unstoppable. Give them a listen at pocketbard.app. That's pocketbard.app.
Hey campers, have you heard of season 5 of 5 Gems in a Trenchcoat from Inside the Tent? You haven't? Well, let us tell you about it.
A nice, green, natural regional park. This is Hidden Falls Regional Park. For our purposes in our world, it's a bit larger than it actually is. It is the summer of 1983, and it is all of your first time getting to stay at Hidden Falls.
We promise it's going to be a great time. It's going to be a story of 3 childhood friends going across the Americas in 1987 using Kids on Bikes 2nd edition. So grab a blanket, make some coffee. The first 3 episodes are available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, I'm absolutely checking every single belt, every single fluid. I'm gonna use all of the dipsticks, checking the tire tread, and I'm sure there's... I'm just gonna, like, scan it. I don't have any sort of manual tool for figuring out tire tread depth. I'm just gonna use a little scanny thingy. And it'll tell me if everything, run a diagnostic on the van, you know, make sure my suspension's all good. And then I'm gonna lock the one lock in the van and strap Mr. T into his little chicken car seat. And then I'm gonna turn on the engine and wait a little bit for it to warm up.
With the nugget secured, I have a question. What would you be losing if you lost this van?
Oh, no, I'd lose... I mean, right now, it's my only workshop that's, like, in the general vicinity, so that would suck. It's got supplies for the apocalypse. In the back, there's... I didn't bring very many keepsakes with me. That's all at... Not my girlfriend's house. I think it would really just be losing... Something that it's a lot of time. I've lost a lot of time to this van. So, nothing really sentimental. But I'd be pretty sad. That'd really suck.
I'd say that as far as, like, a lot of the elements go, Jamie helped Wei and Ty get this bus. But both of us are relatively new to it. And so a lot of the functions we might not necessarily understand yet, nor like the preparations. And so maybe last night being the first time the hot tub has been used, we suddenly realize there's water that's on the ground that has just splashed from the back since it hadn't fully drained out. And it's like there's just all matter of clanking items that haven't been, like, replaced into the cupboards. And Wei is flustered. As soon as we notice the water, Wei looks back and it's like the things start clanking around. He runs back and he's like, I'm so sorry, Jamie. I forgot. I hope this doesn't ruin... the lease or anything. We gotta make sure we get this back in one piece.
Pretty sure we have a mechanic with us, don't we?
Oh, yeah, would you be willing to ask her for help?
I'd love to put on my sunglasses and go out to find them.
Jamie walks by our vision as Wei is pulling all of these levers in the bus, trying to find some way to deal with this water. A shade awning pops out and then folds away. A kitchenette rotates from a blank wall and lights are flashing everywhere as you are pushing all these buttons and levers. Rowan, how are you preparing for the day of travel?
I do think that... before boarding the board, puts their hands on it and says, thank you for carrying me. Looks up at the sun, thank you as well. It's like, it's more of a blessing. So to look closely at their hands, I mentioned before that they have, like, antiqued copper veins running through the little pieces of stained glass. They take a breath in, or at least they appear to, and these veins glow with a bright, warm light, and are seemingly no longer solid, but something that can be traveled through, and the water from within rises up into their hands. They gently just let the water drip down onto the board. As a blessing of sorts for the day, for the travel.
We see Jamie approaching Kay as Kay works on her van.
Very casually. And then I just stand there and watch whatever she's doing for a really awkwardly long time, like waiting for her to notice me. Ah! Sorry, I didn't want to scare you.
Mission failed.
I don't think anything I could have done wouldn't have scared you.
No, you're right, you're right.
We're having some mechanical issues with the hot tub. Do you know anything about hot tubs or tour buses in general? We don't really know if we're dealing with this thing, honestly.
I can't say I've ever worked on one. Not super common in Westar, but I can give it a shot.
You can have snacks.
I'm okay, thanks.
Okay.
But, you know, what if I might have to discuss the state of the van with the owner, you know? What's Ty doing?
I don't get in on this game, and I just turn and start walking towards the van.
Okay, I'm gonna follow.
We see the party begin to pick up speed as you leave the campsite. The tour bus in the middle with the van and the hoverboard on either side. You see far in the distance ahead of you, hundreds of miles wide, a moving and shifting miasma of purple and gold and gray, with the occasional flash of pink lightning shooting across it. It takes up the entire fucking sky. What music plays out of the bus as you make your way to the horizon?
I would say that this is probably one of Way's, probably the first song that when he took to that karaoke stage as Ty with a much... much cheaper, much flimsier mask then. But this ballad is simply about feeling lonely, about people not listening, not understanding, not seeing you, not hearing you, even though they're right in front of you. And as this music is playing out through the speakers of the tour bus. Like, I would imagine that Wei is probably in the very back, and as he's singing into this microphone, he has some towels as well as, like, an extra shirt. Same color. He has two of each that are set and ready, because whenever he plays... whenever he plays his instrument, whenever he sings, his instrument bleeds. In which case, through his shirt, there's just red splotches that start to appear around his lungs and diaphragm. But he recognizes that maybe as we go into the into this miasma, that He's got to pour his heart and soul into it to make sure that we go in with the energy and the determination and bravery that we need to.
The power ballad echoes over this empty valley as you resemble a butcher with a heart of gold.
I have, like, you know, the American Psycho full body, like, plastic wrap and a mop for after every performance.
Wait, who is driving the bus?
Oh shoot, I was supposed to be driving the bus.
Rowan and Kay begin to see the bus swerving back and forth.
Oh, they're having fun.
Maybe I should have checked out the bus a little more thoroughly. Holy shit.
Kay, would you say that you're a watchful person?
Yeah, I am.
A slight reskinning of it, but would you give me a roll for the Rita Stitch basic move?
I would. There's three people on that bus, you know? Somebody should be driving. Somebody should be able to alert me if there's something wrong.
Oh, that is correct. Ty is still somewhere to be found.
Yeah, we're so worried about Ty.
Is he drunk? Like, he didn't wake up for breakfast. What's going on there?
I don't know.
You say you want to meet him, and then you don't hang out on the tour bus. I don't know what to tell you.
I know, I'm full of contradictions.
She likes the van.
That's a 10.
This isn't a charged situation, so you notice it over time, over a period of driving. You begin to realize that there are other vehicles driving parallel to your own, further to the north.
Ooh, okay, I don't love that.
And because you rolled over 10, you can ask 3 questions.
Okay, then one of my questions is going to be who's in control here in regards to the bus.
At the moment, no one, but we do see Jamie drop the blood music mop to run up to the front seat.
And then, second question, what should I be on the lookout for? Because that bus situation is getting handled, but the other thing is not.
Being from the region, you would automatically assume that bandits and raiders are always a danger, especially when driving such a well-stocked bus or van. They could also be looking for directions, meat, or friendship.
That's a little worrying. And now I have a million broadcast dishes on the top of my van. Can I, like, use a radio system to kind of speak a little bit with the van?
Let's just say you have a way to tap into the very loud speakers attached to the bus, a handheld tool of some sort.
Cool. Now, do I alert my traveling companions? Or do I just yell at the... I'm going to yell at the people. I'm going to yell at the guys who are quite obviously tailing us.
Hey, what's your problem, man?
And as the music suddenly stops, all the blood on your guitar dries instantly, and the voice of Kay plays out over the wasteland, and then the music begins again.
Hey, is everything okay?
I'm gonna pull up to the side of the tour bus, so like, and roll down both of my windows so we can like all chat. Hey, so sorry for hijacking your speaker system. There's some freaky dudes who are like traveling. Kinda like we're traveling, and we're supposed to be the only people out here, so I don't know what you want to do about them, but I'm not a fan.
May I use the speaker system?
Sure, here you go.
Thank you.
Hello, strangers, welcome in.
I'm using the move All Are Welcome.
When you personally welcome newcomers in, roll plus sharp. On a 10 plus, ask 3. On 7 to 9, ask 2. And on a miss, ask 1 anyway. Okay, that's a 6. So, but I still get to ask 1. Are they keeping any malicious secrets?
Rowan raises their hand to use it as a looking glass. You see 3 vehicles, almost like dune buggies, but with oversized wheels and fabric flags trailing behind them as they drive. You do see weapons, and you do see people, but you asked if they were keeping any secrets. One of them, Jay, has always been in love with the man next door, but instead of telling him, he became a bandit. The next one over has a penchant for robbing orphanages and beating them all at arm wrestling. The third has 2 bodies hanging upside down in her barn at home and an icebox filled with fresh meat. You also see one of them holding binoculars, looking right back at you.
They wave back warmly.
What are you doing?
One wrapped hand lifts to wave back towards you as the three vehicles turn and begin heading in your direction.
What did you do?
One of them is in love. Another one hates children. And another one is a murderer.
Ooh, you know, I think they're fun to look at too, but you don't invite them over. What are you doing? Can they see me, like, specifically?
Probably not, but they can definitely see the bus.
Rowan, we're going to talk about stranger danger.
They would have come anyway.
You should I'm really not trying to creep you out. Like, for your safety, you should probably get in the bus. Does somebody else want to take the wheel? I'm not a great driver.
I'm sure Ty could drive the bus, couldn't he?
No,
it's his bus, after
Ty's
all.
Ty's tired.
Yes, Ty, drive the bus, Ty.
Ty seems always to be tired.
Ty's so tired from singing, so Wei is gonna cover this.
I support whatever you want to do here, but, you know, we might die if we play this game for this whole trip. So whatever you want to do, I'm in for it.
If it will make you happy, I will get on the bus. I was just picturing them, like, stepping in through an open door and then board collapses. Kind of deal.
Could the two drivers, Jamie and Kay, both roll for do something under fire?
Oh boy.
Cool.
7, 9.
On a 7 to 9, you flinch, hesitate, or stall. The MC can offer you a worse outcome, a hard bargain, or an ugly choice. Beautiful. Kay, if you had to choose between your van or the bus being damaged, which would you choose?
The bus is so big. It could probably take it. But I'd feel like a little bit bad. Because it's not my bus. At least I know how my van works. And I've spent all this time working on it. I can fix it again. It's probably fine. Versus I'm going to have to, like, read the manual for the bus. And I'm going to have to, like, go inside and figure out what's going on in there. So I will accept my van getting damaged.
Aww.
The group of strangers continue to make their way to you, responding to the invitation from the water bearer. The van and bus are moving quickly towards the unknown lands. Kay, you see the flash of something metallic in the sand and dirt ahead of the bus. But at the very last moment, you swerve, causing Jamie to turn the bus away, and you save them, but your van runs directly over it. Everyone hears a loud explosion from deep within the ground, and Kay's van vanishes instantly, falling into an open cavern in the earth.
Stop the bus. Stop the bus.
Thank you, everyone, for tuning into this first episode of The World is Waiting, our apocalypse world mini-series here on The Heart is a Dungeon, where we'll be following this fucking amazing group as they move through a goddamn beautiful and shitty world. Kay, you're the most in danger. Let's meet you. Do you have a name?
Hi, I'm Zoe. I play Kay. My pronouns are she, her. It's same as Kay's because I forgot to say it in the episode. You can find me at Zotato Potato on Twitter and Blue Sky and at my website, zoedlee.card.co. I do voice acting sometimes, and sometimes I play games here on The Heart is a Dungeon with some of my very good friends. And I think just for that, Kelly has to go next.
Hi, I'm Kelly. I use she, they pronouns, like Rowan. I've played Rowan. I play Rowan. And I go by the Kelhop on the internet. And I'm just happy to be here. That's all.
And they're also a really good voice actor. Listen to Error 313. Thank you.
Yeah. Check out Error 313 whenever you are hearing this.
It's timeless.
Kelly, who would you say is in danger next?
I think it's gotta be Ty. It's gotta be Ty.
Drowning in the hot tub.
I know. We haven't seen him.
Yeah.
We'll go to Wei later, but Ty, who are you? Welcome to the show.
So I'm Matt, he, him pronouns. I play Ty and Wei. And you can find me everywhere as Improv and RPG. And I'm terrified.
Whoa, 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 the spectacular feral, Jamie, the driver of the bus. Who are you? What's your name? Do you have one?
But you can call me Feral Moonbeam. I'm on social media sometimes, usually Feral Moonbeam, feral.moonbeam on Threads and Instagram. And I'm playing Jamie,
wonderful artist.
Yeah, I draw stuff artist. Sometimes. Thank you,
also
Kelly.
Also an award-winning TTRPG player.
And I'm Ra-Ra, but that's enough about that. We'll see you next week on The World Is Waiting.